morning, good morning, good morning. Today is Wednesday, March 20th. I just think about it. It didn't print out. Hi, BB. Hi, I'm your host, Steve Joe, coming to you live from the DJ Pebbles studio. I got my music back. I had to go find it. I don't know what's going on. It was all in my downloads, but it wasn't in Podbean for some strange reason. I had to download it again. So I'm coming to you live from DJ Pebble Studio, located in the Mile High City, colorful Colorado. Welcome to the program. So grateful to have you with us today. If you're listening on the download later on, thank you. I appreciate you taking the time to download this, and I come to the website. Give that follow button. I'm here with Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 7:45 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, and I have the best people in the chat. I do. If you're listening on the chat, sorry, I was trying to read. I'm like, oh my gosh, maybe they're not hearing me, but it sounds like you're listening. You can hear me. Okay. Hey, careful, Bam. No one out there. So thank you for your continued love, likes, shares, and downloads. Today is Wednesday. We have some trending. I decided that I was just going to play the music from the other list of songs that they were saying were too dangerous for us to listen to while we drive, so that's what the music is going to be today. This day in history, there's a lot of different things in there today. There's like a special day, there's a national day for everything, so we're going to go over that. So let's start with weather. Maybe you don't know, but Bam Bam knows it's snowing out there. It's been snowing since yesterday, I believe. I might even been the night before. Scattered light green. Where's Roland? There it is. Light snow showers is 25. It feels like 25. It's 32. It feels like 25. Light snow showers will pass through the day. High of 35. You're not going to get till the 40s until Monday. And then you'll start warming up. For BP now in Elwood City, Pennsylvania, 39 and partly sunny, scattered light snow showers are expected, a high of 43. Hi, Monk, how are you? Good to see you. He always has to get references, but today he was saying it was a pancake with egg and bacon and sausage, and it's rolled up on both sides, and then it looks like it's rolled up on both sides, and then it's deep fried, and that's his breakfast. And it was from Red Hot, a hot dog shop in my town. That's what another thing I wanted to say that was because today is Small Business Day, so you're supposed to support your small businesses out there. And I'm sure that Red Hot is a small business out there, so that's awesome that he's able to, support those places. You can kind of find them nowadays, it just seems like when you want a coffee, there's a Starbucks on every corner. But there's other places out there that are just as good, that aren't, big, huge chain, like Coffee Bill Coffee Department. In Kansas, I was going to wait until I did Kansas weather, but they really awesome coffee company, great coffee. And what I like about them is they support community that they work in through the sale of their coffee. So I think that's awesome. I'm sure we all have little businesses that you can support today, so try to do that if you can. All right, so moving on, weather for my friends and Arizona, Tucson, 45 and mostly cloudy. There will be mostly sunny skies, a high of 73. Phoenix, 53, clear, sunny skies, a high of 77. Perfect weather. Don't we want that right now, Bam Bam? 77 sounds so nice. Here in Denver, we're supposed to be getting 67, I think, today, and then tomorrow it's supposed to be closer to 70, and then we're supposed to get snow on the next. It's nice weather, and then we smack you with snow. All right, we're doing a Copperville, Kansas. So, we're going to get into the word of the day, but today is the word of the day. Yesterday it was the phrase of the day. I'm do it this way. There we go. All right, so the word that I have today is community. And I kind of feel like we are a community here on Podbean. You know, we're all there for each other. We support each other. We try to, at least, support each other and, you know, be there for each other. Some of us are closer to each other than others. But it seems like there's always a group that, you know, you have your community. You have the people around you that help you and support you, and you do the same for them. The greatness of a community is most accurately measured by the compassion actions of its members. Welcome, MMNH. Oh, bye. Our relationships are so important in our lives. Research shows that the quality of our social relationships affect the range of health benefits, such as mental and physical health. As humans, we are relational human beings at nature. If we were isolated and detached from a community, our health and mental health would quickly take a toll. Life's hard enough on its own. We are not meant to be alone, it says. So I have something to play, if it'll come up in regards to that. Gosh, I hate this tablet. If you don't touch something, then it all goes away. I have it all set up and then it all goes away and then I have to find it again. So bear with me. It'll take a few seconds. All right. So this is more like community teamwork. No one succeeds alone. Here it is. Hi, Mike.
Teamwork. Write that down. Put that in your phone. Number one, teamwork. Let's go. Teamwork.
He's driving.
Teamwork. Now, I'm an MJ fan. I'm a Michael Jordan fan. I respect Kobe the life. I wasn't really studying Kobe on that. It's a Kobe pass. I'll be honest with y'all. I thought Kobe was a ball hog. Right? Anybody else in the room other than me, raise your hand. You thought Kobe was a ball hog. I thought he was a ball hog. Seriously, I did. I thought he was a ball hog, right? All right, write this down. Teamwork, 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 teamwork. What Kobe said that blew my mind, Kobe said, I saw you in practice. Why would I pass the ball to you? I thought Kobe was a ball hog until I read the quote. I'm like, Kobe, I owe you an apology. Kobe said, I watch you in film sleeping. I watch you in film dozing off. I want you in film not paying attention to coach. I want you in film on your phone. I want you in practice. I saw you in practice. I saw you in a real game. What in the world would make you think with 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter and we down by 10 to the Boston Celtics, what would make you think I'm about to pass you the rock? Have you lost your mind? Have you seen me in film? I got there before coach got there. Coach left and I was still there for an hour. We lost to the Miami.
Thank you, Mew. Thank you.
While the rest of y'all was in South Beach on the beach having fun. While the rest of y'all was drinking and with girls. While the rest of y'all was on the beach acting like we won. While the rest of y'all acting like we won. We lost to Boston in the regular season. We lost to Miami in the regular season. We might have to play them in the doggone NBA tie. Y'all sitting here playing. And Kobe took the same exact shot. 3 hours. Kobe was in the Miami Heat. He was in Boston. He was in the Garden. 3 hours. He shot not 20 different shots. He shot the same shot over and over again that he missed. Because he knew he was going to get a chance again. He said, I ain't going to mess up the next time. I'm not passing the ball. Some of y'all crying because you ain't getting time. What makes you think you deserve time? Just because you made it to the team? That's what that behavior got you here. That behavior ain't going to take you to championship. That's not championship behavior. So, number one, teamwork. I want you to find the person in this room that is the model I'm talking about. He is the model doggone practice guy. He's the model 120. He put it, he don't quit. He don't, where is he? Talk to him, point to him. Who is that guy in this room? Who is that guy that he get there early, he leave late, he listens to the coach, he play every doggone down. He don't play no games. Who is he? Here's what I need y'all to do. I ain't gonna be me. I need you to find out exactly what they doing and doing it. How many games y'all got? I need you to play like them for 12 games. How many practices do you have? gonna do that. You need to know the number. And you need to know the hour. And you need to know what the assignment is. And you need to do it just like they do it. Somebody answer me. If we practice like they practice and play like we play, what's gonna happen this year? One more time. We're not gonna get deep today, baby. We're gonna keep it 100. If we practice like they practice and we play like they play, what's gonna happen this year? Somebody, I like that answer in the back. Say that again. We'll have a team full of dogs. I guarantee you they ain't got a team full of dogs. They got some dogs, but they ain't got a team full of dogs. Champions are not a few dogs. Champions, Kobe didn't have a bunch of dogs. That's why Kobe said, I got to carry the rock. If you look at Michael Jordan didn't have to do that much. Why? Because he had Scottie. He didn't have to do that much. He had Rodman. When he went 72-10, Rodman said, you ain't never got to get another rebound. You focus on shooting. You focus on going to that hole. I don't need to shoot. I'm going to give you 2 chances, 3 chances. Rodman said, Jordan, listen to me. Scottie go. He hurt. Scottie go. I got your back. Don't worry about Scottie being gone. I'm going to do what I do, and I'm going to do what Scottie does. They went 72-10. No NBA team that ever gone 72-10 and won the NBA title. I'm not better than them. I just get up at 3 o'clock, then I put up 1 in the morning, then I give you 1 in the afternoon for lunch, then on your drive home, I give you 1. I'm not the best. I'm doing stuff they ain't doing. Separate yourself. You playing against another team, and you're doing the exact same thing other 18-year-olds doing, other 19-year-olds doing, other 21-year-olds, 20-year-olds. You're doing exactly what they're doing. Separate yourself. I got them to play. I'm still doing middle schools. I'm still doing elementary schools. I'm still doing high schools. I'm number one in the world. I'm still doing free program in Michigan State every day, every Monday. Why?
Thank you, Mike.
Myself. This summer, I put out free stuff for kids for 3 straight months. Separate yourself. 3 people, honestly, right now, tell me what you're going to do this year to separate yourself from everybody else that's doing what you're doing right now. Talk to them.
All right. That's about community and togetherness. Oh, that should not be planned. Surround yourself with value. Driven people who are interesting, have a positive view, and focus on changing the world for the better. There's a lot of them out there. You just got to weed through the nastiness sometimes and get to the ones that you should surround yourself with. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your time. Anyway, that's community. I think we need to have a little bit more of it. We're going to move on to the joke of the day. So here you go, your silly dad jokes of the day. There's 2 of them. How many tickles does it take to get an octopus to laugh? It's smart. 10 tickles. I think I'm funny. 10 tickles. Get it? Okay. All right. How do you find Will Smith in the snow? You look for fresh prints. All right, those are your silly dad jokes of the day. All right, I got my giggles out. Now we're in the fifth line to Easter countdown. 10 days, 16 hours, 16 hours and 39 seconds to go. I just told the boys yesterday, I don't know, I'm kind of getting over cooking. I'm kind of getting over cooking the meal and being in the kitchen the whole, you know, morning, the day before, prepping it, going to the store the day before that, getting everything. And they're not planners, and I'm a planner, and I want to plan. So I don't know. I don't know what we're going to have. I kind of feel like smoking something, not like smoke 2 joints in the morning. That's one of the songs on that you shouldn't listen to while driving. It's going to be on the actually it's on the list, but I couldn't find it on Amazon. I don't know why. None of the versions of Smoke 2 Joints in the Morning by any of the bands, even they had them listed, but none of them would play. Isn't that weird? So no, smoking something, I don't know, pork, beet, something, smoking something in that. Smoker. So I don't know. I kind of feel like that. Maybe it'll bring on some warmer weather. I don't feel like having ham or turkey or anything like that. I want something different. So we'll see what we have. Yeah, Mike, if you want to start walking, you can start walking. You have how many days? 11 days. You can get here. You can come over. I'll let you sleep over. I won't even make you sleep in a tent. We're all out walking. okay. So Dr. Dre received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And Snoop Dogg gave an epic tribute to him. And I want to play it for you. It's only 3 minutes and 12 seconds long. Here it is. Oh, hold on. Let me, here, starting from, I don't need to start from the beginning.
What's up, y'all? Let me see how I'm gonna start the show. I want to thank me for taking the call from Warren and Dr. Dre in 91. Even though I hung up on Warren a few times because I thought the was lying. I want to thank me for deep cover and writing myself into the song. I want to thank me for listening to Dre for over the years and letting him be my teacher, mentor, brother, guardian, protector, and most importantly, a good friend. I want to thank me for showing up on time at the Super Bowl. No, for real, because you know, time is everything with us. No, but on a serious note, Dr. Dre, my brother from another mother, a rock in the sands on the beach he soon discovered. Now we deep cover, blood brothers, on a mission, Dre's edition. House with no furniture, studio in the back, with a little bit of food in the kitchen. Long Beach to Compton to Calabasas, compositions, pay attention. Quincy had Michael, they rewrote the cycle. So if Dre is Q and Mike is Snoop, we bang, G-thang, super group. Death Row, what a brother know. No class, low cash, more cash, so fast, leave it. Dogs retrieve it. Aftermath, from a Millie to a Billy. Please believe it. Yes, sir. Do things, new things, our songs, they bang. I smoke, you drink, I rap to your beats. Bars from the stars, from the streets to the suites. Low riders hot once Dre beat drop. Forever in our hearts, now engraved on the Hollywood blocks. With the Sinatras and Oscars, movie stars and mobsters. Spooned and groomed with the crispy flow. Dre, your sh** bang in the club, but it sound way much better in a ragtop 64. Now take a look at us. Over 30 years later, and we still on the grind in the studio. And you still make me do every line 100
yeah.
times.
Yeah, I'm a submissive kitty. Wasn't that what I am? I'm a submissive kitty in yoga pants there, Asha.
You always bring out the best of the dog, Dr. Dre, and that I do appreciate. There would be no Snoop without Dre. Together we created magic.
I am. I hope you're doing well.
Our collaborations have left a mark on the world of music. From intro to endo,
Gotta laugh at him.
It's been legendary. Dre, the doctor. Congratulations on this well-deserved honor, and welcome to my neighborhood. Get your walk on, cuz.
So that was Snoop Dogg, of course.
All of whom got stars before me.
Oh, what is it playing now?
No one can ever forget.
Oh, I don't know what it's playing now. But that was, of course, Snoop Dogg with for Dr. Dre. Now, I had a song for him. Where did it go? Oh, I think it's down here. Yes. Everybody knows this song. Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg. Oh, Mike, cover your ears, Mike. Cover your ears. Oh, oh.
Top dog, my dog, nigga, burn this shit up. DPGC, my nigga, turn that shit up. CPTLBC.
Probably shouldn't pick this one with that word after what was going on, but oh well.
living it up. Taking chances while we dancing in the party for sure. Slip my hoe with 44 when she got in the back door. Bitches looking at me strange, but you know I don't care. Step up in this motherfucker.
Welcome, KTWXNFPS.
Take a bullet with some dick and take this dope on this jet. Out of town, put it down for the father of rap. And if your ass get cracked, bitch, shut your trap. Come back, get back. That's the part of success. If you believe in the ass, you'll be believing the stress.
That is the mother blanking D-R-E. And Snoop. So congratulations there, Dr. Dre, for getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. That's pretty awesome. And it's pretty cool because we just watched the Swap Meet show. I can't remember the exact words of it, but a couple Thursdays ago we watched starts with an R. The swap meet in California with Dr. Dre and all those guys started when we do connecting through movies and soundtracks. Gosh dang it. And Bam Bam is driving. So you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, we're gonna move on. Trader Joe's with a recall, another recall due to potential salmonella in their nuts. And you don't want any salmonella in your nuts. And it is cashews, whole cashews, 50% less salt, roasted and salted whole cashews, sold in Alabama, Arkansas, Arizona, California, Colorado, Idaho, Kansas, Louisiana, New Mexico, Nevada, Oklahoma, Oregon, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, and Washington. Just about everywhere there is a Trader Joe's. If you have any of the 50% less salt, roasted and salted whole cashews, you need to check the lot numbers. I'll post this for you. There's four different lot numbers, all best by dates before. Well, one of them was February 21st, March 1st, March 8th, and March 10th. So don't eat them so you don't get sick. Just take them back to Trader Joe's. They're really good. They're really good customers. So, hi, Chris, how are you? They're really good at, they have great customer service. I don't see why there would be a problem with you going and taking them back and getting something else. So, yeah, you don't want salmonella-y nuts, so take those nuts back. What else? Dippin' Dots. You know, I have never, ever had a Dippin' Dots before. I don't even know what they taste like. I've seen them around. You know, they always have them at baseball games. I think that's probably where I first saw them was when we went to a baseball game. So Dippin' Dots is releasing its most fun flavor yet, it says. So where do you get them? Do they sell them at stores? It says the go-to snack in stadiums, arenas, and theme parks, family attractions. It's some of the favorite desserts, Dippin' Dots. Let's see. It's just colorful. It says fans don't want to miss out on this fun new flavor made of delectable combination of sugar cookie flavored dip dots mixed with a duo of cookie dough bites, chocolate chip dough, and chocolate sandwich cookie dough. Dippin' Dots is bringing us this new craveable, delicious, get it? Delicious, sweet and creamy treat just in time as the perfect dessert to cool down and celebrate the warm weather. Who can resist the blend of flash frozen blue sugar cookie ice cream beads mixed with delectable cookie dough bites? See, that doesn't even sound like it's real food to me. It just sounds, I don't know. I have a convenience store that sells them. Oh, okay. And you guys have probably all tasted them, huh? I'm the only weirdo here that hasn't ever tasted one. I don't know. It just doesn't look like ice cream. But these I don't know if I would try these flavors, but I love Blizzards from Dairy Queen. I think they're my absolute favorite because they're nice and thick. You can turn them upside down and the spoon doesn't fall out. So they have some new summer ones that are coming out, summer flavors. Peanut butter cookie dough party, ultimate cookie, which is Oreo, Oreo, Chips Ahoy, and Nutter butter. That sounds just gross. All three of those together? No. And then Picnic Peach Cobbler. Out of all three of those, I would try the Peach Cobbler. Yeah. And then three old flavors are returning for the summertime. Frosted Animal Cookie. That might be good for kids. Brownie Batter and Cotton Candy. No. See, my favorite Blizzard is, I don't know what it's called, but it has toffee pieces and it has like coffee syrup in it. And I just get it without the candy. I'm like, give me that one with no candy, just the coffee syrup. That's all I want. It's just the coffee flavored ice cream. That's all I get. So Selena Gomez, I wanted to talk about her real quick because they were talking about her on the radio. You don't hear a lot about her, but I guess she's like going to become a billionaire in the next year because of she has a makeup line and she's looking to sell part of it. And so she's going to become a billionaire. And I thought that was kind of cool. Good for her. But and then they were talking about, well, what would your name if you had a lipstick or you had a line of makeup or whatever, you know, what would it be? And I have to go with whoever was trolling me this weekend and be like, what if you had the brand and it was called the lipstick, the Submissive Kitty? Wouldn't that be the perfect lipstick name? Because some of them are so out there. I think it would be perfect. I just need a color and I'd make $1,000,000,000,000,000. Yeah. Anyway, I've heard, I've been getting a bunch of messages from Bella and because I know that they were doing it also to her too. And I haven't had a chance to read them. I haven't received anything from my what I sent to Podbean, but she was saying that they're doing something new. They're putting some new stricter rules out there. I hope. BP's would be Pancake Pucker Lipstick. That would fit you perfectly. Pancake Pucker Lipstick. The taste of maple syrup. Yep. Yeah. All right. So we're going to start with the national holidays today. And I love the very first one. It is International Day of Happiness. International Day of Happiness. Don't we need that more? If you're happy and you know it, celebrate it on International Day of Happiness, which is today, March 20th. Other than being a neutral state, happy is how we should mostly be. Unfortunately, emotions like anger and sadness and envy and meanness are increasingly becoming a default way to be for a lot of us. So here's a day to cheer up and appreciate the good and the silver linings in life. Today's Watch Happy Days reruns. There you go. I think that's awesome. Happy Day. How could you not watch Happy Days and be happy? You know, they make you laugh, especially looking back. So, National Happiness Day. I love that. All right. The next I have. Oh, come on. While that's coming, there we go. It's also national, not international, Proposal Day. I don't know why that would be March 20th, but if it says if you're planning a giant flash mob or a romantic dinner, this day celebrates proposals in all forms. So I don't know if there's a lot of proposals that happen on this day. I would think that would be Valentine's Day, you know? Anyway. All right. The next day is Ravioli Day. It's National Ravioli Day. Triple cheese, wild mushroom, butternut squash. Raviolis can handle just about anything. Raviolis. We just had raviolis not too long ago. Chica, I don't like red sauce. I got to have it in something different than red sauce. Me and red sauce, I don't like it. I don't know. So let's say the 14th century was the first time ravioli was mentioned, and it appears in personal letters from Francisco di Marco di Tante to a Pronto merchant. In the 14th century, royal ravioli, King Richard II chefs mentioned raviolis in British cookbooks referred to as rollies. Rollies. So raviolis, National Ravioli Day. No, that's going to be in your ear for the rest of the day. It's also talking about this. What's up with the eclipse? I know I'm going off, but this is alien invasion. It's alien abduction day. Do you believe in aliens? It's celebrated on March 25th every year. And although we are not sure how the date was chosen or when it started being celebrated, we know that Alien Abduction Day Festival started in Toronto, Canada in 2008. It says a number of people claim to have seen and experienced aliens, even though some people do not believe in aliens, and it's frequently dismissed as a joke. I tell you what, if you do believe in them and stuff, I do too. I've been around people that, well, one time there was a girl and she was on drugs, so I don't know what the hell she was seeing. But this other one was my mom's friend, and I remember when it happened to her. And yeah, it was just a trip. I do think that there are things out there for sure. So yeah, Alien Abduction Day. And anyway, if you like aliens and you're into that, you know, interesting kind of stuff. Now I'm trying to, Big Chief Thunderlung, he's on here all the time, on and off, sometimes all the time throughout the day, but he's had experiences and he has pictures and whatnot, and he has a podcast, and it's very interesting to listen to sometimes, you know what I mean? It's interesting to listen to the stories and stuff, so. Anyway, that Alien Abduction Day. And I remember when that was like, was it the 80s or the 90s, early 90s? And people were saying like, it was a trend. People were getting abducted by aliens, supposedly. I don't know I'm sure it did happen to some. And then maybe some other people were just copycats and it seemed like it was a trend. I don't know if they were just coming down at that time, but I remember there was like a certain time where there were, you heard more about it at least, you know, you heard more about, oh, I was abducted and this happened and whatnot. So anyway, it is also National Book Day, but they call it Bibliomania Day. And it's, if you like books, you explore Bibliomania Day. I don't know why they didn't call it Book Day, but it's here. I'll copy it and paste it and put it in the chat. Oh, good. You guys are all still there. I'm always afraid when I go to read something that I come back and it's going to be, your show ended. So if you like books, I love books. I am one of those people that still love to go to the library. I would rather have a book in my hand than be reading it off my phone or something else. I don't know. I just love books. I love marking them up. I like marking them with markers, putting notes in them. Of course, you can't do that if it's not your book, but I do like doing that. So National Book Day. Then it's also Bock Beer. What the heck is Bock Beer? Bock Beer Day. Bock Beer Day, let's see if it tells us what it is. It celebrates the day that honors and celebrates and recognizes a form of lager that originated in German Inbeck in Sauvigny-Rhône, Bock Beer. Did you know that Bock Beer contains many variants such as Heerlbock, Heelsbock, Meilerbock, and Pale? So there you go. It's a German beer. I was wondering what Bock beer was. It's funny that talking about, Bam Bam, are you just getting cut out off again? That's weird. That's strange. I was going to say about beer, I'm learning in the morning. I've told you I'm training to do that stair climb on the 26th of the 27th of April. For lung cancer. And so I've been working out and I get up at 3:40 in the morning. I take the dog out and then I get on the treadmill. And right now I'm walking in Egypt and they were talking about this beer in Egypt, they're not allowed to drink alcohol. And I don't know if it's all of Egypt or just part of Egypt, but this beer goes back thousands and thousands and thousands of years. And he said that it's more of a energy drink, and it's more of, it has healing properties in it. Why they called it beer, I don't know. But he said that's their beer and they drink it all day long. So it's not something that makes them drunk. It kind of gives them energy and helps heal their body. So I thought that was kind of interesting to learn about on Bock Beer Day. So let's see, what else do we have? The Great American Meat Out. I know I have a song for that. It's funny. Like, don't eat meat. You're not supposed to eat meat today. Great American Meat Out. Join us as we delve into the risks associated with relying on farm animal foods, it says. This song. Can you hear it? I'm so stupid. I don't know. I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't use that word. Shame on you, Dina. You shouldn't use that word. Anyway. He doesn't like meat, I guess. So today's a good day for you to maybe take a break from meat and eat vegetables. Eat a salad. Eat some vegetables. But I do believe that meat is good for you. So, and Sebastian Bach, what? Oh, yes, every time my cell phone screen times, it boots me off the show. Oh, dang. Today is the Great American Meat Out. Ooh, this sound is irritating. Oh, dang, that's irritating. I like meat, but I could give it up for a day. You know what I mean? It is Great Britain Spring Cleaning Day. Keep Britain tidy has been helping to get rid of trash all over, and everybody gets into it. I think that's kind of cool that they do that. I wish more communities would get together and do things like that. I don't see that in our community at all. I think more people are selfish, you know, with their time. But anyway, it is also I had to read into this one because I was like, what the heck is a Hufflepuff? It's Hufflepuff Pride Day. And I guess I only have watched one Harry Potter, and it was a very long time ago. It was good. But that's what it is. The building Hufflepuff Pride Day. Hufflepuff, I guess, is the big building, the house from the most popular in the Harry Potter series. The house was well known for its gold and black badger insignia, and as well as the rooms with yellow hanging walls and fat armchairs. There were four main houses in Harry Potter series: Hufflepuff, Gryffindor. Oh my word! And I think I have problems reading regular words. Holy moly! Slytherin, and Ravenclaw. Hufflepuff Pride Day celebrates the house and its members, as they are well known for their kindness, hard work, and unquestionable loyalty. Oh, I like that. I like what they stand for. Damn, it just keeps knocking you out. Thank you so much for keep coming back. Bam, bam. I appreciate you. As we all know, it is the first day of spring today. A lot of us, well, some of us are having snow. I'm going to have nice weather. I'm very happy about that. So it's the first day of spring. It's also, if you have nice weather and you're able to go outside, it's National Jump Out Day. Jumping activities with your friends. Lighten up the mood. Strengthen your friendships. Just jump around, it says. So everybody get up and jump. If you're driving, please don't jump, but you can bounce. You can bounce to it. So jumping is supposed to be really good for you. Like, it's rebounding, I think, on those little trampolines. It's supposed to be very, very good for your lymph nodes and stuff. So if you're able to do that, you should do it just for a little bit. It helps get everything moving. It's really good for you. I believe they call it rebounding. I could be wrong, but it's jumping on a trampoline. So National Jump Out Day, March 20th. Ants and you. It's also, I couldn't find a song for this one, but now let's turn this one down. National Macaron Day. Not macaroons, not the coconut ones, but the little sandwich looking ones. I just tried those for the first time about 2 years ago, and oh my gosh, they're so good. And they say they're talking tasty. They're prepared to have your taste bugs wowed, it said. I don't know what this one looked like. So it has like little sesame seeds on the top of it. But there was only one flavor. I'm trying to think of what it was called. Y-U-Z-A or Y-U-Z-O. It came in like a package of different ones, and three of them were that flavor. And I didn't like that flavor at all. It was gross. The last time I jumped to was, yeah, then don't jump. Yeah, don't jump. Let's see. And National Small Business Day. I talked about that earlier. If you're able to support some small businesses in your community, please try to do that. It's a startup. It makes America and wherever you live stronger when we're able to support small businesses. So go and do that. It's also National Vanessa Day. Chris, that's your wife's name. Happy Vanessa Day, Vanessa. I'm right? I'm pretty sure that's her name. And I don't know. Okay, so happy Vanessa Day. Let's see, Small Business Development Centers Day. There's that day. And Snowman Burning Day. I remember reading about this last year for the first time. They burn snowmen to bring in spring, I guess. The spring season comes warmth, brighter and more sunny days, blossoming flowers, and breath of fresh air. So they burn, and it's not like a snowman. It's like, it's more of a scarecrow, but dressed as a snowman, and they burn him. So Snowman Burning Days. And I believe it started, why am I thinking it was, trying to see, to Lake Superior. So would that be Michigan? Where's Lake Superior? Is that in Michigan? I'm thinking. That's where it started. Was in Lake Superior State University. And then it says, it was reported that well-behaved children in Germany, a German town, were rewarded by a mayor with a burning straw snowman. So maybe it's both. I don't know. Sure read it before. Spring Day. Oh, and this guy, I think we all kind of watched him when we were little. Won't you be my neighbor day? It says to be neighborly to your neighbors. I didn't know that there's so many people out there that don't like their neighbors. There's a lot of, good. I did get it right. You're welcome, Vanessa. But there's a lot of people that hate their neighbors. I don't mind my neighbors if I knew some of them. We live in a cul-de-sac, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of us. And the one guy in the corner, we know totally, Vern. He's the one where his wife had passed away. We're pretty close with him. And then the rest kind of keep to themselves, which is kind of weird. But we've never had, thank goodness, neighbors that were just awful. It's funny. I was listening to K-Rock this weekend, and they have a segment, and it's like mean neighbors or something. And people were calling in and saying all kinds of stuff that have happened to them before. And I guess one of the biggest complaints that people have against their neighbors is wind chimes being too loud. And I guess they've had people, I think it was in California, that this person put up, they described it as human size wind chimes and how loud they were when the wind would come and how disturbing it is. But I would never think of I always think of wind chimes as being peaceful. So I don't know, but I guess it could be annoying. Lake Superior in Michigan. Yay. So be nice to your neighbors. Don't put up big, loud wind chimes and things like that. What else day today? World Flower Day. That's important for cooking. And then I'm going to get into music. World Frog Day, World Mouth Day, World Oral Health Day. Take care of your mouth. World Sparrow Day, this cute little birds. And World Storytelling Day, going back to books. So I don't know. I think books are important, especially if you have kids, and just reading to them. I think it's so important to spend that time with them and encouraging reading, because it'll always be there. They will always want to be curious and read stories, or, you know, learn, read to learn and further growing themselves. I think books are important. So yeah. All right. We're going to get on to the list of songs that we should not listen to. Oh, dang it, Bam Bam. And you're driving. All right. If you're driving, take extra caution, because you shouldn't be listening to these songs while you drive. There's a couple different lists, and this is the second list. I kind of touched on base on some of them on Monday. So this one, I sent the words to it, but I didn't play it. It's Move, Bitch. Sorry for the cursing. By Ludacris. In an average coupe or sedan, this song will turn you into an awful but kind of hilarious beep. It says blank hole who is yelling and honking at everyone in front of you. In a larger truck with a lift, some muddy tires, you might turn into a crazy dude that goes on a rampage waving your hands and get the blank out of my way as you roll over all the Cavaliers and neons. Okay. I didn't write any of that. So the ones that are going to be saying, this is all part of the list of, that they put together. So we'll play a little bit of it. Okay. Just be the first, I don't know, there are a few of them all have an E next time. So just be careful with the words. Here it is. Move over. Beep. Oh man, it's Ludacris and My Sky and I-20. So here is the song you should not be listening to while driving. And when Lewis was singing this song to me, trying to explain the song, you know this song, and he's singing it, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I was laughing so hard. I'm like, yeah, I've heard that one before. And I wonder if some of the obnoxious people on the road are listening to this. It would be perfect for them. Yeah. Okay. This is about a groupie who, okay, now this part I did right. This is about a groupie who gets involved with one of the rappers in the song. And they are saying that it's presumably a missed call. Hence the child support, trying to get my papers straight, and you better not walk in front of my tour bus. I don't know anything about that person to know what that means, but I'm guessing he owes child support. So again, that's Ludacris, Move Me, off the album Word of Mouth, and it's spelled MOUF. In the year 2001, it charted number 3 in the U.S. All right, we're going to get all the ones with the cursing out first on the list. The second one they said you shouldn't listen to while driving. Oh, and this is the one I couldn't find. I guess I could find it on YouTube. I'll look it up after I put on the one after that. It's Smoke 2 Joints by The Toys. Let me get somebody's calling. By The Toys. We know many of you probably do or have smoked in your car, whether it's a long trip or just one to the grocery store. The facts remain that drugs lower your reaction time, making your driving less than up to par, meaning you're putting yourself and everyone around you at risk. Now you have been schooled. So let's listen. Here, oh no, now you've been schooled and they wouldn't let me play it on Amazon. So let me find it on YouTube. And the next one is 99 Problems is the one that they say you shouldn't be. Actually, why isn't this one on here? It's Writing by Kamaneer and Crazy Bones. Why I don't have anything written about it, I don't know. But I'll play that one while I look up the Smoke 2 Joints. It's Ride Dan.
see me rolling, they hating, patrolling and trying to catch me riding dirty, 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 trying to catch me riding dirty. My music's so loud, I'm swinging, they open and they gon' catch me riding dirty, trying to catch me riding dirty, trying to catch me riding dirty, trying to catch me riding, trying to catch me riding dirty.
They can see me lean, I'm tense, so it ain't easy to be seen. But when you see me ride by, they can see me gleam and I shine on the deck in the TV screen. And rock with a new chick, she like her love next to the PlayStation controller.
Oh, thank you, VP. Now, I don't know why they wait. It's weird because, okay, that's Ryden, Camelair. I don't understand. Oh, and it's playing. I don't understand because on Amazon they have like 50 different Smoke 2 joints, but it won't let you play any of them. It's strange. But here's Smoke 2 joints by The Toys. Thank you, VP. It's a little different than the Sublime one. I appreciate you so much. Until it's time of war. I almost like this one better than the Sublime one. I know it's the first one. Oh, I'm gonna play that one next. See, it's And so let's listen to the Sublime one.
She was living in a single room with three other individuals. One of them was a male, and the other two were females.
I have no problem with that. I think they, I don't know, when you look into it compared to other things.
Marijuana cigarettes.
I don't know. I think that it can be addicting to some people, but I think there's some benefits. Yeah, it's so different than the other one. This is the one we're used to. Yeah, this is the one we all know. Anyway, you shouldn't be listening to that song while driving at all. And I guess because they're saying that if you were, then you're probably high. Whatever. Smoke Two Joints is a song originally written by The Toys. That was the first one that I played, who performed it in a traditional reggae style and released it in 1983. According to The Toys, one final fall day in a small island off in Hawaii, two of the band members, Mog and Sky, were sitting under a large banyan tree on Kauai Beach, toking on some sweet bud and jamming on a roste reggae funky town when they conceived the song to Smoke Two Joints. So that's where it happened on Kauai Beach in Hawaii. i.e. Unsmoked Two Joints, By the Toys, and Sublime. And I don't have what albums they're off of, so sorry. All right, we're going to move on. The next song you shouldn't listen to while driving is 99 Problems by Jay-Z. I might have heard other songs by Jay-Z, but I kind of am not into him. So this is the only one I can think of off the top of my head that I know of his. So in the moment when Jay-Z decided that he's got a few dollars and can fight the cause, we're pretty sure some people are going to decide that they don't have any dollars and are going to need to speed off and get away. Let the chase begin. All right, whatever they were trying to say about that. Here is 99 Problems by Jay-Z, and then I will tell you a little bit about the song.
If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got the rat patrol on the cat patrol. Fools that want to make sure my cask is closed. Rat critics save money, cash holes. I'm from the hood, stupid. What type of facts are those?
That's all. That's good. And that's what I, Chris, I totally agree with in that part of it, you know? I think that it can totally help people with a lot of those issues and cancer and different things. I like the Hugo one better. Somebody else does this song? Oh, well, I mean, is Jay-Z like the writer of it? You know, is he the one who first did it, the original? Let's see. What I just have is in this song, Jay-Z tells the story about dealing with rap critics, racial profiling from police officers who want to search his car, and an aggressor. The song reached number 30 on the Billboard Hot 100. It reached number 10 on the R&B rap in the U.S. It didn't chart in Canada. All right, so you shouldn't listen to that song. A lot of these are kind of rapish in the beginning, because the next one is Rollin'. Well, this one isn't, but the next one's Kanye West. That's rap. Rollin' by Limp Bizkit, you shouldn't listen to. If somebody's randomly called us red cap, tossed two keys to a Bentley and said, watch it. You better believe we're going to run that thing straight to the ground. As long as we don't scratch it, we're good. But that doesn't mean you can't drive the thing hell out of it. All right. That's what they wrote about this song and why you shouldn't listen to it while driving. Here it is, a little bit of it. Rollin' by Limp Bizkit.
All right, partner. Keep on rolling, baby. You know what time it is.
Oh, okay. Oh, wait. Old time. Oh, I believe it. And you know what, Chris, now that you say that, I'm going to interrupt Limp Bizkit and talk over him for a minute. Lewis's dad, he's fighting lung cancer real bad right now. And he was telling Lewis that he wanted some CBD marijuana, what did he call it? I can't remember the exact words he was saying, but I think he was confusing CBD and marijuana, but he was reading something. I guess we have to talk to him a little bit better about what he's thinking. He's wanting to look into, but he was reading something too about that, about the cancer and helping it slow. We're just trying to figure out what he was reading, but he just mentioned that to him. All right, that's Limp Bizkit, Rollin', and the album is Chocolate Starfish and a Hot Dog Flavored Water. Ah, Gross! Hot dog flavored water. Barf! Charted number 65 in the U.S. Roland is Urban Assault Vehicle, was the original version of the song, although sometimes it's referred to as a hip-hop remix of Roland Air Raid Vehicle. It features hip-hop artists DMX, Method Man, and Redman, and was produced by Spitz Beats. All right, so we're going to move on. Like I said, gosh, it's gonna play it again. I think I'm hitting something wrong. Cliche. I think that's what this word is. Cliche by Good G.O.O.D, which is Kanye West and some other people. Good music, often stylized as, like I said, G.O.O.D good music for Getting Out Your Dreams, was an American independent record label founded by Kanye West in 2004. They don't really say why you shouldn't listen to this song. Let's listen to it. Maybe because he's a little cuckoo kitchen. I don't know. Let's listen.
Is that the one fighting for your soul? Or your brothers, the one that you're running from? But if you got money, fuck it, but I want some.
B.I.G. Oh God. Whoa. Okay, ain't nobody fucking with my click. Click.
Oh, click, 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 click. That's what it's called. Click. Oh God.
Click, click, click.
I think maybe because if it's annoying.
Click, click, click.
Maybe that's why you shouldn't listen to it. Ah, okay. Well, that's Click, Click, Click by Kanye West. Don't listen to that song. It'll make you mad. All right, we're gonna move on to the Eagles. All right, Life in the Fast Lane. The next couple one are more like me. Life in the Fast Lane, the Eagles. Speeding is the most fun thing you can do in a car, it says. It's also usually the most dangerous. Unfortunately, not all roads are created for us adrenaline-loving speed junkies looking to see if the Speedo really stops at 120. So be mindful when there's others around you. All right, here they are, the Eagles, Life in the Fast Lane. Thank you, Bam Bam. Oh crap, I forgot to play that Hugo song. Dang it, it's looking right at me. I'll play it next. I'm sorry. I have it in my hand.
Reputation as a coolest dude, and it was rumor. He said it was rumor. There's one thing in common, they were good and bad. She said, faster, faster, the lights are turning. Life in the fast lane. Life in the fast lane. Eagle for action, hunt for the game. The coming attraction, take the drop of a name. They knew all the right people, they took all the right pills. They threw outrageous parties.
So Glenn Frey revealed that the title came to him one day when he was riding on the freeway with a drug dealer known as the Count. Frey asked the dealer to slow down, and their response was, "What do you mean? It's Life in the Fast Lane." Life in the Fast Lane, the Eagles, off the album Hotel California, 1976, charted 11 in the U.S. and 12 in Canada. All right, I am so sorry I forgot to play this when we had 99 problems about a banking one. This is Hugo. This is the one that BP was talking about. Let's play. Listen to it.
If you haven't got problems, I'll buy for you some. I got 99 problems and a bitch ain't one.
I've never heard this. Oh, I get my cowgirl hat out. I do too so far. I do. Definitely did not ruin it. I like it. It's different. It's completely different. I like when you hear the ones that are like that. Thank you, BP, for sending that to me. I had never heard that before. Hugo is his name. All right. So we did Life in the Fast Lane. We are going to move on. Oh, I love this song. Jimmy Eat World, Sweetness. One of my favorite ones by them. Let's see what they wrote about it. As in the problem with a lot of older, oh, it's because it's an air drum. Bam, bam. Me and we're air drummers. I don't know. Okay. As a problem with a lot of older drum and chorus heavy rock songs, the virtual put to mic and drums in your hands, instead of driving and paying attention, you're tapping away at your steering wheel and using your dashboard and as the crowd doing the cymbals and your feet is bass play metal pedal. The open road is your crowd. So yeah, that's why air drumming. I love it. That until you freak out once you realize you're going 110 miles an hour, turn your wheel for no apparent wheel and flip your car. Wow, they had to go there? Why'd they have to go there with it? Anyway, just be careful when you're listening to The Sweetness by Jimmy Eat World and playing air drums. Here it is. Sing it back and roll. I feel another two times. Oh, I was spinning free. Heard the little sweet symphony in me. And this sun and sing it back. Whoa. So tell me what to buy me. Whoa. One word with the meaning. Whoa. I was spinning free. Whoa. Oh.
swing outside all night with me. Well, the Jesse does. You guys got to deal with the whole song because I love it. So in an interview with Jimmy World's frontman, Jim, he said, it's just about a feeling of unfulfillment when you're looking at a relationship validation. It's a scene that I come back to a lot. You know, that if you're looking for hope and wishing that you get a sense of happiness and self-worth, you're going to be searching forever. He's meaning if you're looking for that in somebody else instead of yourself first, you're going to be searching forever. So anyway, Sweetness, I love that song, Jimmy Eat World, off the album Bleed America 2001. It charted number 2 in the U.S. and it didn't chart in Canada on this one, it said. All right, well, there is, why in the world? Oh, I see. White and Nerdy. That's because I wrote that earlier, The Writing by Calamar. Weird Al actually did a parody of that song, White and Nerdy. And I believe I have it on here. Yes, I do, because I know BP likes Mr. Weird Al. So this is the parody from the song Writing, Weird Al's version, White and Nerdy. So I'm sure you probably shouldn't listen to this one either.
They see me mowing my front lawn. I know they're all thinking I'm so white and nerdy. Just too white and nerdy. Think just too white and nerdy. Can't you see I'm white and nerdy? Look at me, I'm white and nerdy. I wanna roll with the gangsters. But so far they all think I'm too white and nerdy. I'm just too white and nerdy.
I know you
just
do. Earl Grey tea.
All of my action figures and cherry. Stephen Hawking's in my library. My MySpace page all totally pinned out. Got people begging for my top 8 spaces. Yo, I know pie to 1,000 places. Ain't got no grill, but I still wear braces. I order all of my sandwiches with mayonnaise. I'm a whiz at Minesweeper and I play for days. Once you see my sweet moves, you're gonna stay amazed. Take a book that's old fountains and a place of blaze. No killer app, I haven't run. At Pascal, well, I'm number one. Move up the calculus just for fun. I ain't got a gap, but I got a soldering gun. Happy days. My favorite theme song. Get your butt in a game of ping pong. Ace any trivia quiz you bring on. I'm fluent in JavaScript as well as playing on. R.S.A. You see me roll on my Segway. I know in my heart they think I'm white and nerdy. I'm just too white and nerdy. I think I'm just too white and nerdy. Can't you see I'm white and nerdy? Look at me, I'm white and nerdy. I'd like to roll with the gangsters. Although it's apparent I'm too white and nerdy. I'm just too white and nerdy. I think I'm just too white and nerdy. How'd I get so white and nerdy?
I've been browsing, inspecting X-Men comics. You know I collect them. The pins in my pocket, I must protect them. My ergonomic keyboard never leaves me bored. Shopping online for deals on writable media. I edit Wikipedia. I memorize Holy Grail really well. I can recite it right now. And have you ROTF, LOL. I got a business going website. Let's my friends need some code. Who do they call? I do HTML for them all. Even make a homepage for my doll. Yo, I got myself a fanny pack. They were having a sale down at the Gap. Spend my nights with a roll of bubble wrap. Pop, pop, hope no one sees me. Getting freaky. I'm nerdy in the extreme. I'm whiter than sour cream. I was in AV club and glee club and even the chess team. Only question I ever thought was hard. What's your
wife? Hi, Mandy. Like welcome.
I spend every weekend at the Renaissance Fair. Got my name on my underwear. They see me strolling. They laughing. And rolling their eyes because I'm so white and nerdy. Just because I'm white and nerdy. Just because I'm white and nerdy. All because I'm white and nerdy. Holy cow, I'm white and nerdy. I want to bowl with the gangsters. But oh well, it's obvious I'm white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. I'm just too white and nerdy. Look at me, I'm white and nerdy.
All right, so that was Weird Al's version of, not yet, not Mbop yet. That was Weird Al's version of Writing by Calamar that you shouldn't listen to while you're driving, but his is White and Nerdy, so don't listen to that one either. So the next song you shouldn't listen to while you're driving is, you just heard a little bit about it, Mbop by Hanson. Yes,
that song. They are saying this is the reason why this song was instantly remind you of high school crush you that dissed you because you weren't as handsome as those weird brothers. Okay. Then it keeps your mind off the road and while you fume about your lost love. That's their reasons why you shouldn't listen to this song. Okay. The pop music recipe for disaster, it says. Here it is, Mbop by Hanson. I can think of other reasons why it might people might not. Is it because you'll be oom-bopping in the car? With high-pitched voice, is that why? I think that's funny. These poor handsome, wholesome, young little lads, you shouldn't listen to their song. It said in an interview, Zach Hanson, the drummer, explained what the song talk is all about. You've got to hold on to the things that really matter. Mbop represents a frame of time or futility in life. Things are going to be gone, whether it's your age, your youth, or maybe money you have. All that is going to be left behind are the people you've nurtured. The only thing you're going to be left with, he's saying, is the people that you've nurtured and have really built into your backbone of your support system. And that's a community, the word of the day, perfectly. So, Mbop, Hanson, middle of nowhere, 1997. It charted number one in Canada. I don't know why it doesn't have a chart on here in the U.S. It had to have charted in the U.S. All right, so don't listen to that song. All right, the next one, Highway to Hell, is they're saying we shouldn't listen to it while driving for these reasons. For the same reasons that this track is amazing to drive to, it can also make you drive like a reckless idiot who has nothing to lose. Your head banging, your foot following your head, you're not paying attention to your speedo, and you really couldn't give a crap about whether you might have cops behind you on the radar on the side of the road. All right, that's the reasoning. Here it is, Highway to Hell, AC/DC. Some of them are funny that they're right. Other ones. Next to me in a car, I am always jamming in my car. Always jamming in my car. I don't see a lot of people like that. It's rare. I'm one of those. I am an elusive. I'm elusive. I peel the onions. See, Bam Bam? We'd be jamming! Yeah. At least I'm not picking my nose, right? At least I'm just singing and air drumming. So, there's a little explanation about this song. The Highway to Hell was the nickname for the Canning Highway in Australia. It runs from where lead singer Bon Scott lived in Fremantle and ends at a pub bar called The Raffles, which was a big rock and roll drinking hole in the 70s. As Canning Highway gets close to the pub, it dips down into a steep decline. No stop signs, no speed limits, no one's gonna slow me down. Highway to Hell, AC/DC, off the album Highway to Hell, 1979. Oh, the Highway to Hell. All right. The next one. Well, there's a next one, but I'm not going to play it. It's Sierra Ride, her song. Well, maybe I'll just play a little bit of it. Here's a little teeny bit of Sierra's Ride. You shouldn't listen to this one either. Sierra! Uh-huh. Unless somebody loves a song, I'm not playing it. All right, that's Sierra Ride, Basic Instincts, 2010. She and Russell Wilson left. They left Colorado. Bye, Sierra. So don't listen to her song either. The next one, I Can't Drive 55, Sammy Hagar. The dangerous part about this song is that 100%, it's 100% accurate. 55 miles per hour on a freeway is ridiculous, it says, as it limits that only people 65 and above should follow. So if you're going 80, you might as well be doing 90, right? Maybe 100. Yeah, sure, that's fine. I can't drive 55. Sammy Hagar. I think it's probably any song that distracts you from singing. They just don't want us to sing, people. Are you probably right? It got you in the mood and you just were going. Did you get a ticket? He was actually part of this huge, okay, so it says, Hagar said the song's meaning had changed over the years. Originally, it was a protest song about that I don't want to go 55 when they lowered the speed limit. They were lowering the speed limit, and he was trying to get them. He was part of wherever this was happening, trying to get them not to lower the speed limit. And now it's a protest song that I can't get where I'm going. I'm always late, he says. I Can't Drive 55, Sammy Hagar, off the album VOA, 1984, charted 26 in the U.S. Construction zones. like when it's, I know you're breaking the law, going that fast, but I don't know when it's, if you're not in an area where you're going to hurt anybody and there's nobody around and you're young, I can see that. You know what I mean? It's kind of like something you go through. Just like, what do they call it? Drifting? When you, the guys, it's usually guys that do it in their cars and their vehicles, and they do that. They do. It's like a rite of passage, I guess, you guys have to go through. Typically men do go through, you know, like, okay, we got to speed down this thing. I remember in California, they would do it in, like in Greece. Remember Greece, where they would do it in the dams, the empty water dams, and they would race. That's where they would do it. So yeah, I don't know. we're all drifters every time it snows. I know. I try not to be. I really try not to be. It scares the crap out of me if somebody's drifting by me. All right. So Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA, you shouldn't listen to either. I'm not going to put it in your ear this morning, but just don't listen to it. The Chainsmokers, Don't Let Me Down, with, I believe it's Daya. You shouldn't listen to that song. And then Benson Boone is a new one. I think it's anything that, like I told you, that you'll like, that you're going to be singing at the top of your lungs. I told you about this guy, and now I don't know if it's being played on the radios by you, but I think I brought him up, I don't know, a couple weeks ago. I like this guy. I love this song. So I know I get distracted when this song is on because I'm always singing it. So here it is, Beautiful Things, Benson Boone.
For a while that it was rough.
Oh, did I miss you, Bam Bam?
I've been doing better than the last four.
Thank you.
Decembers, I recall. And I see my family every month. I found a girl my parents love. She'll come and stay the night, and I think I might have it all. And I thank God every day for the girl he sent my way.
You guys can sing this to your girls.
All the things he gives, he can't take away. And I hold you every night. That's a feeling I can't get used to. There's no man as terrifying as the man who stands to lose. Oh, I hope I don't lose you. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. Don't take these beautiful things that I've got. Please stay.
Yeah, if you're lucky enough to be next to me singing this song, I'm screaming at the top of my lungs. Benson Boone, Beautiful Things. So that is your list for today. I am lucky enough to have my friend Bam Bam on the line with us. He's muted, but
there you are. Yeah, no, I was letting your song play out.
Yeah, I know. I'd be singing so I don't want to scream in your ear.
When we were young and dumb and I had a 77 Nova with 400 horsepower, 4-speed electronic overdrive. My cousin Chris had a 81 Trans Am. My cousin Robbie had a mid-90s Jaguar V12.
Oh, my gosh.
And we used to race from Lake Erie to Lake Ontario at, like, 2 in the morning. And, I was doing 180 up the 406 highway, and I seen the cop hit his lights at me, and I hit the brakes so hard my headlights were, like, pointing at the ground. So even though it was 2 a.m., that's the whole thing. I said it was a construction zone, but it was 2 a.m., no workers present. But in a construction zone in our area, they double your fine. So I was registered at 360 kilometers an hour, so I was doing 280 over the speed limit. The original ticket was like $1,500. They impounded my car. I had to go to court. I had to hire a lawyer. He got the ticket down to $400 and a year suspension.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy. And you were young,
I think,
right?
I was like 2021, something like that, right around that time.
Still young. Yeah. But dang, I mean, yeah, construction zone, but still, but they were just proving something. They're like, we're not going to let this happen. we'll show this.
Well, see, my car used to be picked on no matter what, even before that ticket, because of what it was and stuff. Like, they didn't like hot rodders in our area. And it was like bright orange Nova with a semi tub, just like, it would shake people's houses when I drove down the street. Like, it was a fast, fast car. So, like, even one time I got pulled over and they thought I was going to run from them. So, it, like, they gave me a ticket for no seatbelt and took six cruisers. They, like, totally surrounded me. So, I took them to court. And I'm like, why were you guys harassing me over a seatbelt? Like, and, yeah. Anyways, being young and dumb in a hot car is just – it's stupid. So, yeah, I ended up – I bought a Reliant K car station wagon after that when I got my license back.
That's funny. My mom always had a station wagon. We always had a station wagon with the seat that popped up in the way back. Was part of the, you know what I'm talking about?
Well, yeah, for sure. I ended up not ever getting another speeding ticket again until about 3 years ago. There was this new area where they're building houses, so they dropped the speed limit from 80 down to 60 through this new residential area that's not there. So the cop was parked right by the 60-kilometer-an-hour sign, so he got me for doing 20 over. But that's the first speeding ticket I had had in like 20 years.
Oh, geez.
It taught me my lesson, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, for sure. You didn't want to pay for that.
That's why I started racing around the... That's why I started racing race cars on the racetrack, because that's where you're supposed to race race cars.
There you go. Well, I have Bam Bam on the line with me. Tomorrow, we are going to be doing the second half, watching the second half of the documentary Lemmy, which is free on YouTube. Lemmy for Motorhead. And it's really good. We're going to start at the 57-minute mark. So if you want to watch what we've already watched, to catch up to us tomorrow, we're going to start there. And then on Friday, we're going to play a list that Bam Bam got together for me of the artists that are in there that talk about Lemmy. So yeah, it's really a good, I am really enjoying it. So I think you will too. But thank you, Bam Bam. I knew that you, I'm sure every single one of these guys in here have done that too, or have a story about when they were younger and they were racing or drifting or something. I don't know. It's like a guy thing. You kind of have it in your blood to go fast.
In Canada, though, every time it snows, we're drifting all the time. Like, Canada invented drifting.
It should be part of your handbook to learn how to drive.
it really should, because, like, when it's snowing out and you're going around the corner in a rear-wheel drive vehicle, you're going sideways most of the time.
There you go. Which way do you turn?
My sister's a few years younger than me, so I taught her how to drive and everything. And the first time it snows, we took out her Chevy pickup truck in this big-ass parking lot, and I just had her doing donuts around the poles and stuff like that to get used to it.
That's funny. See, BP did 80 and 35, so there you go. All right, well, hey, you want to help me do that?
Oh, absolutely. I'm on here.
All right. We're going to end the show like, I always end the show, but now I got somebody to do it with me. Hold on. Let me make sure it's turned up. Turn it up. Let me turn it up. There we go. All right. Here we go.
Oh. See, one take, Mike, not four times. It only takes one time, Mike.
There you go. Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. Thanks for cracking me up this morning. Yeah, only one take, Mike.
See y'all tomorrow on our music show.
Yes, bye guys. Have a good day. Thanks for having me. Appreciate you. Bye. See you later, Bam Bam.